Remember a couple of days ago, Lou, we were talking about those two blokes in Melbourne who were holding a park on the side of the road for their mate on foot. And some guy came to pull in to go into the car park spot and they said, no, mate, nah, we've got
they're
a car coming.
It. Yeah.
Now, you were all for this, Lou.
Yeah, I am, because car parks are hard to come by in the city.
And I was definitely against it. And we got some opinions of people on the border and they were adamant as well, mostly, that you shouldn't be doing that. That's not right. Anyway, got a message from a mate of ours, Lou. Paul, who's a highway patrol officer. He's a lovely bloke. He's a friend of ours. And
yes,
he said,
he
Matt,
is.
I've got some info for you, mate. Let's have a chat. And we've got him right now. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, Paul.
All right, so what's...
I did think you were in the back of my mind when I was very gleefully saying, there's nothing wrong with it. I think you should all do definitely do it.
No. What's the go, Paul?
All right. Unfortunately, Lou, there are some road rules, you know, the rules of the road that we all have to follow. And Regulation 236 says a pedestrian must not unreasonably obstruct the path of a driver of a vehicle.
Now, hang on a sec. Yeah. It does say unreasonably. Now, well, I think if you are meeting your family or what, you know, you might have elderly people in the car and you're like, there's a park, it's
Lou.
Close to where we're going.
Lou.
I'm just going to hold it for a sec while Granddad brings the car around.
Well, let's open it up one more step, Lou, and, you know, the road safety these days, we're all on it. So unless you've got your high vis and your witch's hat and your stop-go sign, I wouldn't be standing in the road.
Don't do it.
All right.
Paul.
That's it. I'm going to grab some high vis.
A couple of cones.
Yeah, a couple of big
You need a walkie-talkie as well. Yeah. Talk to no one. Paul, what about, because there was one that popped up in the media not that long ago, a lady in a private shopping centre car park was doing it.
Yep.
Now,
yeah.
Does that actually...
Does that apply?
Yes.
It does, because it's a road or road-related area, so it's an area where cars would
it
normally
does?
Travel.
I thought the supermarket ones were, like, free and good to go. I thought, definitely okay.
I've seen you driving around the Kmart car park, Lou,
Come on, Paul. Have a
close look.
Well, I'm going to give Paul a round of applause because that's terrific because we don't want people standing
all
in
right.
car parks.
What if no one sees you, Paul?
The old adage, it's only illegal if you get caught.
There you go.
Paul, thank you so much, mate. I even read the law as well. He sent it through to me.
Did you really?
I did. 236.
You do-gooders. It's all right for you, Paul. You're meant to be a do-gooder. You, Matt.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, guys. Have a safe one.
It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M News and Sport next.